The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show this week brought to you by, I'm a member. I don't walk alone. Brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Don't walk alone. Come with me by joining them. Because it is Wednesday. That means it's going to be the world according to Second Call Defense. And joining us again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Malone.
The story you are about to see is true.
That's it.
Yep. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Except in our case. Good evening, Sean.
Good evening, Dragnet. Boy, what memories that brings back from my childhood.
Yeah, I remember when it started.
We're probably the same age, so I probably do too.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be nice to. I can't announce it yet, but in a few months, everything that we've been doing with Second Call Defense, Lock and Load, and Second Call Defense are about to take on a very, very symbiotic relationship, and that's very exciting given all of the symbiosis we've already been through. But. One thing I want to point out, okay, all of you NRA members, if you haven't sent in your ballot yet, you need to cast it for Mr. Maloney right now.
That's correct.
You don't have to cast 25 votes if there's 25 seats. You can just cast one. And if you don't know who else is running, you should be casting. If you're listening to this show and you don't know Sean Maloney, welcome to the fold. It's glad to have you as a new listener. Everybody else, you know what he brings to the table. This is not a guy that just sits around and says, well, I'm an NRA board member. Let me sit and tick the accolades. No, weren't you? You were in Colorado during the grassroots movement there, weren't you?
Yes, I was. 2013, I was there and I wasn't on the board and really never even thought about being a board of director at that point in time. I heard the call. I saw it on NRA News and I could not believe what was taking place. And I looked at my wife and I said, there's no way in the world I can sit home on the couch waiting for these results. I'm going to head out. And that's how it all started with Tim Knight and myself.
Right. Then you've been on the board of directors for a while. And
that's correct.
You've been working with the Buckeye Firearms Association training teachers to protect students.
Yeah, and that's expanding quickly throughout the United States, which is good. And we're getting to the point now where we have to figure out a way to raise even more money because we have so many requests in there spreading Tennessee, spreading to Colorado. It's going everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. So we'll see. It's interesting. You know, the NRA board is about to change, and I got contacted that it's a close race. I think between seat number 23 and 28 was 50 votes. I'm on the bubble, and I started calling friends, and you'd be surprised the number of people that just totally forgot to vote. It was laying on the counter. And really, you have to get it in by probably noon tomorrow and get in the post office, at least get in the mail tomorrow, or it won't reach there on time. So if you want your vote to count, please vote for me. I work for the members, and I'll keep working for you. And that's enough spot, and we'll be able to start talking about Sencal Defense, you, and our future.
Yeah, the voting for Sean, that's a whole lot of bang for the buck. I'm sure there's some guys that are on the board of directors that are their best days are behind them. Fair, nice way to put it. As far as them being out there and doing things, and I mean, there's no moss growing, no moss growing on you. You are the Rolling Stone. You're constantly everywhere. Where are you going? You're going somewhere this coming week to talk about prepping. Where are you going?
Yes, I'm heading to Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth. There is a Preppers Expo, and I'm going to be speaking on lethal force and law and the 5 mistakes that you don't want to make. It's a great seminar. I try to get it done in an hour, depending upon questions, but it's a good seminar. It's a learning seminar, and it helps people to think. I always tell people, and when I begin these seminars, there's a lot of people that throw their firearm in a nightstand or put it wherever, and they don't think about taking another life. And when they don't think about the situations that they're going to be in that will permit them to use lethal force, they don't know exactly when to do it. So we talk about the line that has to be crossed legally all over the United States in order for you to use lethal force in self-defense. And so it's a great seminar. And if you think about it, and you carry a gun for self-defense, and you haven't thought about when you can actually use that, you don't know when you can use it, and you don't want to be questioning yourself moments before you're forced to press that trigger. And this is what I talk about.
Yeah, that shouldn't even be. I mean, not thinking about using lethal force when you carry a gun is a little bit like driving a car not thinking about turning left.
And I'm afraid, Bill, there's so many people out there that don't. I mean, and you and I both know that. And then, you know, and then not only about when is it legal for you to use it, but then emotionally, can he handle it, and can he actually do that? And that's another question that has to be answered long before the situation presents itself. And that scares me from time to time also, because I think people don't think about it. They think it's going to be black and white. They think a bad guy is going to look like a bad guy that's the bad guy from our nightmares. They don't know if they can, and they never even thought about it. You know, could you shoot your 13-year-old neighbor boy who's now addicted to heroin and needs his next fix and will do anything to get it? Have you thought about that? Was that the bad person you were thinking about? And he started talking about lethal force, you know, when you're in fear of unavoidable death or serious bodily injury. And then what's that look like? And then if you make it to the jury, what do you have to prove to the jury? What do you have to set forth? And when we talk about in depth what has to be proved to the jury and what the jury is allowed to decide. So it's a great seminar, and everybody comes out of there feeling better about their decision to carry a firearm.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know what they would. If I didn't have my trial would be a nightmare trial, because they would look at my gun. They'd be like, clearly, Your Honor, this man is a psychopathic mad dog killer. But look at this. Look at this gun, customized, designed purely to kill. Not like the out-of-the-box guns that kill out of the box. No, this one's been customized. Of course, I'm just going to, you know, I don't have to worry about that, because I'll just be sitting back with my arms crossed watching one of Mr. Maloney's colleagues stroll over and go, you know, look at the guy and call him an ignorant slut and say, you fool!
Customized to the point where that thing will jump out of its holster and do the job for you.
That's right. Only hit the bad guys.
That's right.
That's right. So, I mean, that's what we got going on. In all seriousness, if you are an NRA member, before we go to break, take your moment and vote for we have to vote for everything. If you guys are members of the NRA and you haven't voted, you're not participating. And then some of you will not like the outcome, even after you haven't participated. This is your chance to make, I mean, Sean and Tim are hellraisers. They're hell raisers. Wherever they go, they create havoc amongst the people you don't like. And they're, I mean, you'll still do it even if you're not a member. But, I mean, having him as a board member of the NRA, this leads to a bigger tomorrow for the NRA. The 800-pound gorilla gains 20 more pounds having him on board. So take that moment.
And Tim and I have actually, we're having conversations now where we're heading. You know, Nevada is turning out to be a huge race.
Hold that thought. Gotcha. We'll broach it when we get back. I want to hear about that. We will be right back. This is The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This is also Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Taking the fight, having it wherever it presents itself. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show, this portion of the show, brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining us again, because it is the world according to Second Call Defense, it is Sean Maloney. You were getting ready to talk about Colorado.
Well, actually, and the state of Nevada. Colorado is turning into a state that is going to have very, very important consequences dealing with the Senate races and the presidential. And then in Nevada, we actually have a triple threat that I wasn't aware of until I had a conference call earlier in the week. We have the presidential, of course, and then we have a Senate race we have to be concerned with. And then Nevadians are going to have the opportunity to determine with a constitutional amendment whether they want to institute a universal background check requiring every transfer of every firearm to go through a NICS check. So when you give your son a rifle or a shotgun, your daughter a firearm, it has to go through a NICS check, and you just can't do that anymore.
That was courtesy of Bloomberg, too. That was the Bloomberg thing where you bust everybody in and got that put on the ballot, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and I keep telling people, Bloomberg is a game changer. When you can walk into town and circle a $20 million check and not blink an eye, that makes a huge difference. Most of the news that we get, if you listen, is Bloomberg Radio or the Bloomberg News Source.
Right.
And, you know, when we've been saying for years that the Second Amendment is on trial here. Well, you know what, folks? In this election, it is. You have Hillary Clinton, who said in Heller that the Supreme Court got it wrong. She said she wants your guns, all of them, and she'll do whatever it is to take them. And think about what a 5-4 or, God forbid, a 7-2 Supreme Court's going to look like. The other side, that changes the land for generations.
She was talking the other day about the responsible gun voters will be with her. They'll want what she wants. And I was just trying to figure out who she's talking about.
Well, they always talk about that when they do their polls and on universal background checks, for example. They say, well, you know, 70% of the NRA members are in favor of background checks. Well, of course we are. we don't want insane, bad people to have guns because we're at the end of the barrel the same as everybody else is. But what they don't tell us, folks, is that the only way that universal background check works is with universal registration. And throughout history in the world, as recently as 15 years ago and probably 2 years ago on Long Island, universal background checks equals universal registration equals universal confiscation. Look it up. They're going to take them. I'm not being paranoid. I'm being a realistic person. They want
the way they pursue it, because they don't have universal background checks yet, is to say, and the Republicans will tell you that nobody should have a background check, and they're buying guns without that this is available without a background check, and you can get guns on the internet without a background check, and gun shows without a background check, and yet they've been enforced for quite some time.
You know what? And I'm still looking for the places on the internet to get firearms on a background check. I'm yet to go to a gun show where I have to go up to a retailer and buy a firearm and not have a background check. When you look at it also, so you have a NICS check. They lie in the first question. They lie in the felony question, and they get turned down. Oh, well, I tried to buy a gun, and, yeah, I'm a felon. They don't prosecute these people. The Obama administration is the worst president in our history being alive to prosecute people who are perjuring themselves and trying to illegally buy a gun. So why pass another law that you don't enforce when none of the laws that are on the books right now would prevent anything you're trying to prevent? You know, we just dig this up over and over again. But you know what? One thing that Bloomberg learned from the state of Washington is I may not be able to get you an election because there's too much common sense going on, but I can buy a ballot measure. And that's what he's learned to do.
Yeah. He hasn't put his bus here in South Carolina yet. And if he were to do it, I'm not exactly sure that he wouldn't be successful here. But I was very happy when he decided to drop out of politics. I'll put it that way.
Well, for now, you know, and what's amazing is, and they haven't given up on Virginia. Don't you think they have? They are one Senate seat away from owning that state. And, you know, and every time that comes up, and really thank God it's an off-year election because, you know, we can get down there and do something. So But, you know, Tim and I are going to move on, and we were talking with people at the NRA to make sure that, you know, we're working together. And so certainly we're going to be thinking about Nevada. Ohio is always in question. Different parts of even New Hampshire. So it's going to be kind of an exciting year. In Colorado and, you know, Ohio is going to be huge. And it's interesting that, you know, that Mr. Cruz decides to announce his presidential running mate and vice presidential candidate. You know, he's trying to do everything he possibly can to keep people from talking about what happened last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And folks, we got to come together. It doesn't matter who runs against Hillary Clinton. We got to put bygones aside. We got to put our thoughts and our feelings and gestures aside, and we got to support ourselves and each other. And we have to have our backs and make sure that we don't lose it all, because we're on the verge of doing that.
I noticed that the other day. Have you noticed in Virginia where they've been doing this piecemeal thing where they take the felons when they get out of jail and give them back their voting rights, but they don't give them back their gun rights? Have you noticed
that? That's the first thing I said when McCullough did that. I said, give them back their gun rights. You know, let's do it all. Now, and it's amazing, and there's a process for that, and there's a process for that in Virginia, because before the punishment doesn't end after they serve their time and get out of jail. You know, there's a lot of community control to be looked at. And then, depending upon, you know, the crime that they've done, all they're required to do is go before a commons police court and prove to the court, you know what, Your Honor, I'm a productive member of society now. I've been out of prison for 6 months, for a year, for 2 years. I have a job. I go to church. I'm raising a family. I'm a productive member of society. I would like my constitutional rights back. And that's the proper procedure to do it. Not the, hey, guess what? I was released. There you go. You're a citizen again.
How do you possibly look at 200,000 people and figure out, well, they've obviously all been reformed?
You know what? Being a criminal defense attorney, one of the saddest things I see is our jail system and our prison system. We are very, very unsuccessful at rehabilitating people. We create animals in our prison system. I'm sorry, but that's just what we do. And that's why I try to do everything I possibly can to keep the innocent out and to make sure that the people that deserve get what they deserve and nothing more. Because we create animals. And you know what the Troubadours is? They think they're creating 200,000, you know, Democratic voters.
Right.
I'm not sure who's happy about that.
That's the way they create voters always kills me. You hang on. We'll be right back. We'll continue with this conversation. My guest is Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again from Second Call Defense's CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Let me ask you a question. With all of the stuff that Clinton has been trying out there she's started trying to walk some of that back. I've noticed she's tried to say, well, you know, the Second Amendment. You just can't ignore the Second Amendment. And then Chelsea got out there the other day and sort of spilled the beans, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and it wasn't a surprise to anybody. And it's not a surprise that Hillary's starting to sprint backwards. But you know what? She can't go too far, and I can imagine that with Donald Trump or whoever our candidate is, can you imagine the commercials that you can make on Hillary just based on what's happened to her in the last year?
Yeah.
I still would like to think that she would be indicted, but, you know, they're still kicking around Fast and Furious and slow walking Fast and Furious, and the documents are starting to come back out. We got another 20,000 or so documents on Fast and Furious, so hopefully there'll become a time where, you know, the president is arrested under RICO for having a continuing criminal enterprise like he should be, and Eric Holder and the whole other crew.
Except right now, Holder's out there on the Clinton campaign trail.
Yes.
Now, I've also noticed that some of the Clinton faithful really want her to get out there and just executive order everything and make it the way they want it immediately. They want the instant gratification just as soon as she gets in there.
You know, people have forgot that we have this document called a constitution. And really, maybe it's our fault. Maybe we haven't pressed enough for impeachment. Maybe, but again, that's why the Supreme Court is so important. The Supreme Court is ruling on these executive orders that Obama has been issuing, and they're reversing them and turning them over. We don't hear a lot about that, but he's not winning a whole lot on that end of it. We got to remember there's a Constitution, and that's what's at stake. They don't think the Constitution is a document that we need to abide by. They think, you know, it changes for whatever purpose and whatever the days are. Our rights remain the same. We have the same rights no matter where we are.
Yeah. Well, the Constitution is, after all, a living, breathing document, right?
Yeah.
Wait, you sound a little skeptical about that.
Well, you know, it was never intended to be a living, breathing, and unfortunately, we just lost one of our greatest constitutionalists. But you know what? You know what? It must be a living, breathing document. Why else can we go to Target and choose which bathroom to use?
Do you think the walk back on Clinton is beginning now because she's beginning to believe that she's going to be in the general election? She won't be able to go into these venues where it's packed with everybody just can't wait to kiss her fourth point of contact.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. She realizes, you know what, she's catered to her left, the screaming liberals that are behind her 100%. And now she has to start walking it back because she has to seem reasonable. Because don't forget, you know, I know a lot of Democrats, a lot of people that are more moderate Democrats, and they're gun owners. And so she's got a lot of walking to do because, you know, when you're looking at 400 million guns in America and 140 million households of guns, not all those are Republicans and not all those are conservatives and not all those are independents. And so she has a tough road to hoe in my mind if people really care about that issue. And they look at what's happened since Obama's been in power, what he has tried to do. Thankfully, we've had the Senate on our side enough to combat that. And thankfully, we've had the Senate on our side to maintain some peace and a semblance of reasonability in the Supreme Court. But just imagine if it's Hillary, if it's a Hillary White House. Folks, we are done. You know what? Your gun rights are done. Heller's overturned. And can you imagine the string of cases that is going to be filed and going to be headed to the Supreme Court? When they're in control, they're going to be letting every case up in there that they want to rule on that's been kept out for decades.
Have you seen where there's talk where the National Review Online will endorse her?
You know what? I did hear that and read that, and I don't understand. The National Review must be changing huge. It's making huge changes.
Well, the Koch brothers got out there and said they didn't know if Hillary would be all that bad. So, I mean, I sit out there and I this is my thought process is, you know, I look at you, okay, and I look at other people like you, and I look at Trump. And you guys have actually lived in a real world. You've actually done a payroll. You've actually had to sell something. You've actually had to produce. And you guys have done it to varying degrees. And nobody that we've had as a president has done that in recent memory that I know of. And I'm just trying to figure out, okay, Trump's sort of a loose cannon. He's not politically correct. Okay, big deal. So what?
Well,
is it just so bad? Let me ask you this. Is it just so bad to where some of these Republican pundits, these conservative pundits, are worried about that, you know, that Trump's going to get out there and sort of point out their shortcomings like, well, you know, every time that they've ever been involved in anything, they've lied to you?
I think it's a number of things. I think the first thing is follow the money. Can you imagine the number of lobbyists and interest groups that the money's not going to mean anything when you can't buy your way into the heaven and Congress anymore?
Right.
Because that's what was happening, and that's why nothing was getting done. And that's why the things that were getting done didn't make sense. I was trying to figure out why the establishment, so to speak, and whoever that is, was so anti-Trump. And the only thing I can figure out is that hands are in everybody's pockets to the point in time that they're terrified because look at how many people are in Washington, D.C. that have never really had a job. They graduated college, they had a couple jobs, they got elected to a government position or they're in a political appointee position, they still never really had a job. And I think you're right. If you, I mean, it's like this $15 minimum wage. I've read so many articles by leading economists, and when you look at what that will do, all it's going to get people is automation and people laid off. You know, watching your first segment, you know, you're talking about suicides. My God, people ignore that because they don't have an answer for that, and that is a direct correlation of what they've done with the desperation and what they've done with the loss of jobs in America. And having people that have no idea what it's like to make payroll, what it's like not to have the money to buy your own food because you got to take care of your employees first. That's what we need, I think, in the White House is someone to take a realistic view and a realistic look at what's going on from somebody that really doesn't need the money. You know, Hillary attacks Donald Trump for being successful. And Donald uses it right. Well, of course I'm successful. Well, you know what? When was the last time Hillary Clinton ever drove her own car? She has her own private jet, and she has $4 million worth of homes. So, like I said,
she has an armed detail, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that. But you can't have your guns.
Well, she,
you can't take care of yourself or your family.
She's had Secret Service for quite some time. But that's all beside the point. I'm looking at that. I can't wait for her to get in front of some just regular people. That should be hilarious.
You know,
and I hope they have. I hope they have 20 debates. I hope she has to get on the stage 20 different times.
That would be great. Now, can you imagine her talking to Joe the Plumber or somebody like that?
well, yeah, that would. I would like. I'm trying to figure out.
She'll get tried.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're coming up on the next break. I'll tell you what I'm trying to figure out when we get back. Second call defense. Any combination of my name. Bill F., Bill Frady. Lock and load. Lock, load. Get you your first month free. Then you're like me. I have my self-defense toolkit is complete. Complete. Do you know what that means? That means that I do not have to worry about the legal system. I've got that covered. I'm a good person. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm going to be good to go. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
These things just take on a life of their own. They really do. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by SecondCallDefense.com.
America.
Org.
Hear me.
You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The ORG always gets me. I asked Sean a question the other day, and he basically said, yeah, just send me an email, Bill. And, of course, I put .com. Took me till today to find out. Oh, I should know it by
supposedly
now.
Supposedly, I'm told anything with a .com on is going to get to us anyhow, because we
okay.
Own both.
Well, it doesn't when you're sending an email. Anyway.
Yeah, most of that.
Yeah, it must. It did not. What, you know, one thing I'd like to see in a debate, I'd like to see some talk radio guys. Not the big dudes. You know, not the big dudes. I'd like to see me. I don't think a talk radio guy should be able to talk on a, be in a debate if, you know, if he wears a suit in his glamour shot.
You know what? That would be a good idea if you think about it. All the podcasters, blogcasters, all you out there, all the people out there, that would be a great debate. Getting questions, because you're going to get questions more so from what you and I and all your listeners would ask. I mean, a lot of times we don't watch the bases because nobody's asking any questions we really care about.
Yeah, and what I'd like to see, I'd like for them to tell the candidates, say, okay, we're going to pick five topics, okay? We're going to pick the economy. Send some economic just genius up there to talk to them and you know, somebody that's going to be counterpoint for everything they say. And then, civil rights. And then military, foreign policy, that kind of thing. And then, of course, gun rights. And then that's when I sit up and just simply say, you know, why are you lying so much? Why do you think you have to lie so much? But that's never going to happen, unfortunately. But, you know.
Bill, I got one thing to say.
What
difference does it make?
It makes a lot of difference.
I know it does, and that's going to come back and bite her. Hey, if you guys out there want to read a good article, the Daily Caller, it's I think it's titled "Clinton Announces Massive Gun Control Plan." It's probably about a year old. And if you read this, what she says, I don't know how you can walk back from this. She'll try, But, I mean, we all need to read that. And we need to be prepared to defend. I mean, she akin to us, pro-gun people, to Iranians and communists.
Well, the other thing is that she constantly also, she takes the gun culture and the thug culture and makes it one. We're one group. One group all the time. Just, yep. You know, we are criminals in waiting in a lot of cases. So.
You know, the internet's a wonderful thing. You know, we should all thank Al Gore every time we see him.
Yes, because, he was great.
Boy, you certainly can't run from your comments anymore. And I just Googled Hillary Clinton anti-gun statements, and my God, she's you know, on this issue, she's tough. So it'd be somebody like you to asking questions on a debate. And point counterpoint would be interesting because she can't possibly get away from that, you know. And it's sad that we have to talk about this. And every day we got to protect. I was talking to a young lad from the NRA. He's a campaign field rep, and he said, "Geez, I wish there were just come a time where we didn't have to fight to protect our guns and we could just enjoy them." And you know, and I was thinking it's never going to happen for whatever reason. It will never happen. But that, you know, that's kind of out of the mouth of Bates. I just want to enjoy my guns. Why do I have to worry about losing them and then fight to keep them?
Right. Well, you know, I would love to get her just on the PLCAA thing simply because I would say, okay, should I call you Senator or Madam Secretary or Mrs. First Lady? What do you want to go by today? Okay. Well, no, I'm not going to call you Empress. Anyway. You say that the gun industry has complete immunity from lawsuits. When somebody builds a car that explodes when you crank the car, do you think that's a moment of malfeasance when the car is not operating in a safe manner?
We have to separate that. They have the immunity if the end user of that firearm commits a crime or does something with that. If they make a bad gun and it blows up in her face, well, of course they're liable. They're strictly liable, in fact. They have a lot of liability. They got to make sure that whatever they make when they're making a firearm, it better work and it better work right. But where they need the protection is against the lawsuits. You know, 27-year-old crackhead takes his Glock, walks into a 7-Eleven and blows somebody's head off. Well, you know what? I'm going to go sue Gaston Glock. He made the gun. Well, it would be like suing Ford for making the car that the drunk hit the little girl.
Well, I mean, Century Arms is under suit right now. They're being sued right now because of their safety issue they had where you'd throw the safety up on the AK and it would fire anyway. It'd fire when you put it up on safe. They're being sued, and they will probably lose.
Right, and they probably will. But the protection against lawsuits that they need is the anti-gun legislation and the anti-gun jurists out there and the radical judges that are suing the manufacturer of a product and trying to hold them liable and responsible for someone who uses their product for an illegal purpose. I mean, there's a million different examples that we can use. You know, when was the last time you heard a Louisville Slugger being sued because someone took a baseball bat to the next-door neighbor? I always use the example that in California, argument occurred, and my favorite one, the neighbor went in and went and got his frozen bag of squirrels and beat his next-door neighbor to death. Well, when was the last time you banned a frozen squirrel or you sued, Mother Nature?
Right.
The protections were put in place because during the Clinton administration, you had a bunch of people lining up with lawsuits that were going to try to sue the gun industry out of existence. And that's another just blatant attack on our Second Amendment rights.
Well, getting out there and if somebody robs a bank, shouldn't we be suing mask makers that made Ronald Reagan masks? And shouldn't we be suing the guys that made the clothes? And what about those briefcases they sacked the money in and all of that stuff?
Under that theory, you're exactly right. Then that should be wide open for lawsuits. But you know they just attacking that not to attack the gun, but to attack our views on firearms, and their views for whatever why they have to be anti-civil right, I don't know, I don't know.
Because they're pro-control, they want to. I mean, do you believe, I can't remember if it was the Violence Policy Center, the Coalition to Stop Violence, but one of them got out there and said, in order for the liberal agenda to go forward, we have to disarm America. Do you think, is it just that simple? I mean, they want to be in charge so much and be in charge of so many things that they've got to disarm us first in order for that to pass.
Well, you know what, you're right. I wrote an editorial on be careful who you're arguing with, you know, how they lie, and that's a simple point. They want your guns, they want all guns, because they don't like one fact. We can still stand up and say no, not here, not now.
Yeah.
And they can't take that. And and you're true. They want their agenda. They want to pass it. They want to do it with impunity, and they don't want to have anybody be able to stand up. That's what's happened when radical anything has taken over. Look at Nazi Germany. Look at what happened when Stalin got into power. Just take a look around the world. What happened in Syria? What was the first thing that the Syrian rebels wanted when we failed to help them? They wanted small arms back because the Syrians, when they got into power, took them. They just wanted their AKs back. They wanted a shotgun or a rifle. They wanted their small arms back, and that's where it all starts from. We can still say no. It went back, you know, in 1776, his first shot that was fired at Lexington Concord was fired because what? They were going to take their guns. And that's what it's all about. It was the simple then. It's that simple. They want to leave us powerless. And when we're powerless, they're in complete control, and that's what they want, because they can take care of us better, and they can't think any other way.
Before we run out of time, NRA members, if you have not voted, pull the ballot, look for Sean, vote for him. That's a whole lot of bang for, that's a bushel of bang right there.
You got to get it done by tomorrow night, folks, and your ballot has to be received by May 1st.
Let's not let this one slide. This is, you know, if you've listened to me for more than a month, you've heard him, you've heard Mr. Maloney many, many times. And also, as we go away, join me by joining them. Get that toolbox complete. I will be in touch with you, sir. You'll be getting email from me later today.
And good. Hey, folks, let's all go to Louisville and get together. If you
Absolutely.
Show up, I'll tell you where. We'll have a party in the hotel lobby. I promise you.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, from Valor Ridge, first time ever, Reed Hendricks. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.